Hello, we are here with Drew and Max. Cam cannot join us for the Deadly Eye this time because
we didn't say welcome.
Oh yeah, welcome.
Welcome to the Deadly Eye.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see how much. Oh my gosh, I'm totally popping the mic. I'm clipping here my sounds, but I'll go a little bit quieter. And so my plan here is for us to be too noisy, too quiet, to hit the microphone and the microphone stand, and to say and a lot. I think that'll make for a good show. What do you think?
Sounds good.
It's good. It's my plan. And I've got it. I wrote that out.
we're gonna say and a lot anyways, but
okay. So I was going to bring this up as one of the last things, but then you just mentioned it and it got me all excited now. And we've got Portal 2. Well, yeah, Portal 2, really. And what would your guess be is the release date of Portal 2?
I remember it being like April 18th or April 19th.
Okay, let's see what it really is here.
Happy we pre-ordered it.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, so I'm going to Wikipedia here, and we've got the release date is April 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Less than a week. Oh, my gosh. And we've got a pre-order because somebody got it for me for my birthday. Pretty wonderful person. You might know him.
His name's Zam.
Zam? I thought his name was Future Zombie.
Fortinkin.
So,
Do it, Jay, already.
Okay, so now we've got Portal coming out, and are we getting, which version are we going, did we pre-order?
What do you mean, which version?
Well, there's the PC version and
oh, we're getting the Xbox 360 one.
What's that noise?
It's the teaser trailer. That was so long ago. It's like primitive.
It was primitive, I think.
It's been a long time. How have you been?
Oh,
it's just so awesome. have you seen the most recent videos by Valve, the investment opportunities?
No, I haven't. What are they related to? Are they related to Portal?
Yeah, they're Portal things, and it's just showing the investment opportunities for turrets, for the plates, you know, the rising plates and things. Yeah, you can look at it.
For science, she said.
But yeah, it shows.
Oh, I see it here. So we have investment opportunity panels. Which one's better? So I want to just do one here. So we have panels, bot trust.
Watch it. Oh, watch bot trust. Watch bot trust.
Okay.
Turrets is also cool.
Because bots are my favorite thing.
Yeah, bot trust.
What do we have here? So everyone 10 plus, so you were playing this when you were too young then. So obviously I'm a bad parent.
Hey, Johnson here.
Oh my God, that's loud.
Yeah. Successful cooperative test is trust. And as our data clearly shows, humans cannot be trusted. The solution? Robots. Fire the guys who made those robots and build better robots. Then run those robots through a...
So we have a tall, skinny one and a short one. Everybody...
I know Peabody, but I can't remember the name of that one.
Oh my God, they've given them full personalities now.
Yeah.
We put that trust to the test.
It's like Laurel and Hardy.
Robots give us six extra...
Have you...
Hey, Johnson, we're done here.
Have you ever seen Laurel and Hardy?
What?
Have you ever heard of Laurel and Hardy?
Not that I believe of.
And so through the magic of YouTube, I could probably bring that up. Laurel and Hardy. And let's see. So black and white. And we've got them here.
Somewhere an electric chair is waiting.
I have no idea what that means. I hate these ads on YouTube now.
Yeah, me too.
So you've never seen these guys, the big fat one and the little skinny one?
Oh, yeah, I have seen The Simpsons and various people mention them. Yeah, just various things.
You know, R2-D2 and...
C-3PO.
C-3PO?
C-3PO. It's C-3PO.
Yeah. They're vaguely related to Laurel and Hardy. Oh, somebody did a...
What? Ah.
And somebody's got a Rocky montage with Laurel and Hardy here. Laurel looks like Zach from Bones. Have you ever seen Bones? Have you ever seen the guy Zach on there?
Zach. All right. Which one? I haven't seen Bones a lot.
He's the young one who's really, really smart, but of course...
The one alongside with Bones?
Yeah, he's usually working with Bones.
Yeah,
but he hasn't been on there for a while now, though. But
yeah, all right.
And... Well, I'm not loving this right now.
Yeah.
The whole Rocky theme is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
So.
But, okay, so more about the Portal 2 topic.
Oh, okay. So is there more to talk about with Portal 2? There's the question I heard that it's going to work with Kinect.
Oh, I did not hear about that.
I'm lying. I would like it to work with Kinect, but I haven't heard that. So did we order the PC version or the Xbox version? Which one was it?
We got the Xbox 360 version.
Oh, so I'm going to have to bone up on my 3D shooter game controls on the Xbox. I'm no good.
I'm talking about you said 3D.
Did I say 3D?
Yeah, you said 3D.
I'm thinking I'd like to play the 2D version. There is a 2D version of Portal, though.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, no, there is. Remember the Flash version?
Oh.
It's like a side-scrolling platformer.
Oh, wait. Oh, dang it. I thought you were joking.
Well, I mean, I was joking about the 3D part was a total slip of the tongue. But there is really a 2D Portal.
Yeah, I know that one. Was that like the original one? Or?
Yeah, it was all based on the original levels.
Ah.
Very, very, very similar. But no, it was not the original, though. It wasn't like there was a 2D version, then they got the 3D version.
Oh, it was the 2.5D version first?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Well, not even 2.5D. That would be isometric.
Oh.
This was 2D, period.
Ah.
So there was the 3D version. That was the first version, the Valve, you know, using the Valve engine. Mm. And... Try not to step on those, because that actually we'll hear that in the microphones when we listen back to it. So we have to like sit as quiet as bunnies. Do bunnies sit quietly?
I mean, they have fuzzy
bunny butts, so I figured that they're quieter than we are in our squeaky chairs.
Yeah, they have their Easter stuff.
But if bunnies had squeaky chairs, then they would sound like us. And they'd have to weigh a lot more, too.
I was thinking of something. But yeah, I got it for the Xbox so that we could, like, do co-op.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next subject, of course, is our current fun thing, which is Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. I got that on the list, too.
So what do you have on your Minecraft list?
I didn't really write down a list. I just kind of got down the subject. Okay. So we're gonna be talking about this. Those who don't know, which there are actually some people who don't know. Hard to believe. Minecraft is a first person blocky game.
Yes.
It
is blocky.
Yeah, it's blocky. It's made entirely of blocks.
It's like a first-person shooter, but instead of shooting,
you're building and you're mining for minerals to build and craft.
Right.
You figure out the various items of the game that are convenient and helpful. Here's a spoiler. The epilogue is really bad. But yeah, there's really no end to the game. It's a survival thing so far. They're talking about, not just talking about making a survival mode, though. I mean, a story mode.
Right, right. But right now, it's really all about, it's all about building, though, right?
Yeah, it's building and surviving and just having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of different ways to build.
Yeah. Yeah, there are ways to do electrical stuff. It's going to get way more mechanical once pistons come out in the game.
Yeah.
Which are already in a mod, but they're going to implement it to the game that has to be there.
How old do you think you need to be? Okay, so Minecraft, I would describe it like you did. So it's kind of a sandbox game that you're playing, and you have everybody can hear you nodding. And theoretically you mine. So this is he Swedish or Finnish? Marcus Peterson, the creator of Minecraft. Do you remember where he's from? Is he from Finland or Sweden?
Finland.
I think you may be correct.
Yeah, because they both sound familiar.
Yeah, I think we had them both over for dinner one New Year's Eve, and Sweden stormed out, frustrated, and it was kind of a big scene, but yeah. Finland hung around, so that was nice.
Yeah, he hung around for Strawberry Shortcake. It might be the only reason, though.
So this guy built this game, and he was originally going to make it just a mining game with zombies, really more kind of mining and quest-oriented. And he put out the alpha first, and it was people started playing creatively in the alpha and building stuff. And they were more interested in building stuff than they were in the monsters. So the monsters did make it fun.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people just turn on what's called creative mode or easy mode, and they don't even have
peaceful
mode. Thank you. I never turn it on, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm not a huge fan of peaceful. You regenerate your health. I do like it, however, when you're doing downloadable maps.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, you were doing some of the adventure maps.
Yes, but,
well,
I
let me back up, though. Yeah, so you mine, and you actually can find cool things. Like, you mine, and you get dirt, of course, which is not very cool. But and you get cobblestone, and but then you can find stuff like iron, and and what else can you find?
You can find gold, which you can use to make clocks and things, like golden apples. They take 81 gold. Oh, my God. And you can find diamond, which is extremely rare.
And coal to make torches.
Yeah.
What else can you do with coal?
You can use it to smelt many different things. Wasn't there another use for it? Smelt.
Well, you smelt things, and you build, and you make torches.
Yeah.
And not sure what else you could do with coal.
Yeah, I don't think you can really do anything else.
But you can do farming. Not with coal, but you can.
You can make crops, and you can make trees and sugarcane.
But it's not as complicated as a game like World of Warcraft or something.
Oh, yeah. Another thing, Minecraft, it generates more worlds than World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft just has one world, right? Or it has multiple expansion packs, but they create the world. And don't click on there.
Oh, sorry.
It's kind of a
habit.
I know. Every little clicky noise we make will make people go, "What's that clicky noise there?" Because we have old Arkansas miners listening to the show. "Hey, I heard you talking about mining. I figured I'd listen to the show." old 49er prospector out there in the cave, still there from the 1849 gold rush of California. And but he's got an iPod, and so he's listening to a podcast.
listening to his World War II iPod. It's big.
So 100 years later, he gets his World War II iPod. And that would be cool to have a kind of Steamcraft iPod, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Steamcraft. Everything is craft now. I've forgotten the word punk. And Okay, so a new thing in Minecraft are wolves.
Wolves, yes, and you can use bones to tame them, and they are they have a very dumb AI on purpose.
Oh, really?
They are very dumb. They do not exactly go straight at you, which is normal, but they wander around a lot. They still kind of stay in your basic perimeter, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Do they now wolves as the wild wolves, will they attack you?
They will only attack you if you attack them.
Okay.
And they usually come in packs, so if you attack one, the whole pack will turn on you, and their eyes will turn red.
Do you have a wolf now, a dog wolf companion?
Ever since mine died by hitting my friend on a non-PvP server.
Uh-huh.
By the way, if you hit somebody or a mob hits you, then your dog or the other person's dog will attack you or the person.
So now people have been talking about wolves and dogs online and requesting a lot of features, and somebody made the observation that if Mojang, the company that makes mm-hmm. Minecraft, implements all the features people want for wolves and dogs, that that will end up as Minecraft being just like Nintendogs.
Oh yeah, I saw that post.
Do you think that's what we're going to end up with?
I don't think that they'll spend that much time on dogs. But yeah, ever since mine died when I hit my friend pretendingly on a non-PvP server.
Yeah.
And our two wolves attacked each other and mine died. I always just wait for a slime to spawn in my slime farm.
So that's your new pet, is a slime?
Yeah, I accidentally killed three of them.
So now are slimes very cuddly? Do they do tricks?
No, but you need the small ones because all they do is really push you around. And they follow you. They don't really do anything. They just push you around. They don't even do any damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about the fact that Notch, Marcus, see if you can make more noise on the microphone when you're drinking that, okay?
Burp. Burp.
Yeah, you burped. I heard you. So he originally talked about adding quests and things like that, and it's hard to tell now whether those will end up in there. But you've been playing some of the adventure maps, which are kind of questy.
Yes, the it is fun to just kind of search for an adventure or a puzzle map on just Google it, and you'll come up with some pretty decent things.
Were they fun?
Yeah, they're fun. They're easy to download. They're easy to put onto your Minecraft.
One of the things I really enjoy about Minecraft, I enjoy kind of mindless mining. That's cool, and building stuff. But I really like the multiplayer aspect of it. I like that we have our own server and we can play at the same time, and you can have friends on, and we can all kind of exist in that same world and hang out.
Yeah,
in there. Like I would enjoy having a little quest that we could do at the same time together, a little co-op quest.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know, probably involving killing slimes, because that's disgusting. I can't believe you want that as a pet.
No, they're awesome. I want to see how big huge ones are.
So now you have a slime as a pet. I wouldn't mind like having a lizard pet or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Some kind of something really weird. Maybe you could just have the same basic AI as a dog, but have different, you know, mobs that could be pet like.
Yeah.
I really wanted to have a pet pig because they're so bouncy.
Well, you...
not the cows, because you know why? You know why I didn't want a cow as a pet?
Yeah, I'm making a weird face right now.
That's exactly why, because the cows have that weird angry face. They frighten me. They frighten me very much.
Really?
Well, very much might be an exaggeration, but it's not unusual for me to come up against a cow and wonder, God, you know, they're supposed to be friendly mobs, but I swear they're neutral. But I swear every time I see one of those, I think when he gets behind me, he's just going to gore me right through.
But so, but yeah, you can kind of have a pig as a pet. You can put a saddle on him. And by the way, you cannot craft saddles. You have to find them in a dungeon chest. And once you put a saddle on a pig, you can only put them on pigs. You cannot take it off, ever. And if the pig wanders outside that map, the saddle is gone forever.
And you can't control it either when you're riding it, right? You're just randomly going dumb places.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, dumb places. I don't know if there are specifically dumb or smart places. I don't know if that's, you know, they have different... different environments, different biomes in Minecraft. You know, you've got the snowy and
they're gonna make storms. I wonder if giant earthworms will come up.
Oh, that would be kind of awesome, like Megaworm. You remember Megaworm?
Oh yeah, super ultra Megaworm.
Yep.
Oh, that was an accident.
Well, yes. I didn't think you were kicking the mic stand on purpose. Hey, here's a good idea. Got a way to improve the podcast, Dad.
Yep.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to edit that out.
Yeah. No.
It's going to be the worst podcast ever. Okay. So, I'll ask you one more Minecraft question.
And then we'll move on.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much... I mean, we've gone 22 minutes. I think that's about enough time.
Yeah.
You know.
How much...
We can... We have enough to record for 51 hours. But I don't think that would be very popular.
Yeah.
So, but here's my question, though. Because I love the idea of the co-op adventures or, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I like building. At the same time, I like to kind of go out and be attacked by things a little bit. Major bosses, big monsters. Yeah. So, like, the monsters that are in there now are like a zombie and a creeper, and they're very easy to kill, essentially. Mm-hmm. The skeletons and the spiders. But they're essentially some little monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And would you enjoy... having like a major cave with a big dragon or, you know, some type of
monster. I would enjoy that, and it is widely suspected that there will actually be bosses. Let's see. Notch tweeted that it would be that way.
Now, what would you like to see as a boss?
What I would like to see as a boss is a mega slime. You know, when you encounter slimes, unless
so a house size cube of slime.
Yes, but when you encounter slimes, they unless it's a small one,
yeah.
Then when you hit it, it splits into smaller slimes,
mm-hmm.
and then it keeps going that way. So I would enjoy a big one, and then you've just got thousands of those little ones.
So many
slime balls.
I would like something along the lines of a dragon or a Bowser or a King Kong.
A Bowser.
A shark. Like, you know, when you go out in the water, there are no monsters to attack you in the water really right now.
Oh yeah, maybe they could have a giant squid. Because they have squid, but they are not even neutral. They are friendly mobs.
Like one that wrapped like a tentacle starts coming up over your boat.
Oh, that would be scary.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
It would be cool if you could like make a larger boat too.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to make a real tall ship.
Yeah, you just got those little rafts.
And like a double or triple size boat, you can manage by yourself. But I think if you had a tall ship, you'd have to have,
Oh.
Your feet.
Oh. Whoa. Ah, what the heck?
Yes. So I think we'll just title this the Foot Podcast.
Yeah. But okay, so that's that.
Yeah, so next time, which will be in a couple of days, we'll have Cambria back again on with us, and we will introduce her to
Slice.
Slice HD, which is an iPad game.
Yeah.
Which cuts off fingers.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just leave it at that.
and one more thing.
Yeah.
There's this one guy on YouTube. He makes various action videos and just cool special effects things. His username is Freddy W.
Uh-huh.
Stands for Freddy Wong. And so, yeah, his most recent one is Claymores. But yeah, so he just makes various cool special effects and action things.
Excellent. I love the Freddy W.
Yeah.
Videos. I think he's terrific, and I would love to see even a longer piece from him. His stuff is fun and funny, and the effects are great. Mm-hmm. Now, who are the other guys that did that really great one with the transformed into graffiti on the wall and the last Minecraft?
Last Minecart.
Last Minecart.
It is called I believe the username is Corridor. Corridor. They are a friend of Freddie Wong.
Yeah, that one's really good. Oh, well, I think we should sign off.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And so we will see you again in a couple of days. Thanks for joining us on the Deadly Eye.